up next. We thought he was in the building. We always get word of this late, but we need to be careful around that. Let's go now to Phil Moss, given the fact we were just talking some footy. Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Phil? Dare I ask?
The football segment's just been done.
Well, you've got it all covered.
No, tell you what, though, Phil, can you clear it up for us? We've got everyone confused, all listeners as well. What do the Matildas have to do, is it Friday morning, Jim, against Jamaica to make sure they get through Wednesday morning?
Wednesday or Friday, whenever they play, Phil.
Well, let's start with worst case. Worst case scenario, we need a draw. And we go through as one of the fourth best place, third place getters.
Okay.
So that's the joker card.
Right.
We don't want to rely on that one, of course. The real permutations are around finishing first or second. To finish first, we'd need a goal difference turnaround of +7. So we'd need Brazil to dust Italy, and we'd have to put on a big score against Jamaica. Mm-hmm. To finish second, we would need to beat Jamaica by 2 goals. And it makes a massive difference, because if we were to finish third in the group, there's a possibility of meeting host France in the first knockout game. To finish second, we'd be a big chance of probably meeting someone like Norway, who look like finishing runners up in Group A. So there's a lot at stake. But let's not put the cart before the horse. These are all our permutations as pundits. But really, what's important is a strong win against Jamaica, a strong performance, and tightening up defensively. Because even the game against Brazil, to concede two and have to come back from 2-0 down to produce the miracle of Montpellier, as it was dubbed after the game, is not what you want going into the knockout phases.
And that's more to the point, is that it's not the results, it's the manner in which those results are coming. Yes, a good win against Brazil, but it all happened late and maybe luckily. And Sam Kerr's comments afterwards have attracted a lot of attention. What was your take on it, Mossy?
Yeah, Jimmy, look... I'm all for sports stars being themselves and not being robots and not trotting out the old cliches. So to see that raw emotion at full time, I thought was great. I guess where it was coming from is the question mark I've got, and also as a captain, I mean the choice of words was probably, you know, if Sam had her time again, and she's a wonderful ambassador for the game. So let's not take that away from her. She's an unbelievable player. She deserves to be wearing the armband, but I just think the choice of words was not fantastic. And where it was coming from, I mean, if that's about criticism around the performance against Italy, it was very misguided, because, you know, when you become professional and you know, everything that's been around the Matildas over the last few years, you're going to cop criticism mm-hmm. if you don't perform, and that's fair enough. If it was other than the people being critical of the performance, if it was other matters, then I don't think that's the platform to air those responses, I guess. Mm. But either way, look, the performance we got was minimum expectation. Mm. You know, the Matildas have built a platform on their camaraderie and putting in 150% effort. We got that. They scored some goals, which is great, but as I said, at the other end, we need to tighten up going into these knockout phases.
Phil, you hope it wasn't coming from, as Jimmy and I were discussing earlier, like a siege mentality type situation within the camp, because as an ex-coach, you would know, Phil, if you adopt a siege mentality, it can't last forever. And Matildas are a popular team, and they built that on the way they approach the game, and we admire watching them play.
Yeah, that's right, Ray, spot on. And look... I'd be surprised if that was the mentality they adopted, because, as you said, they've got enough quality. They're ranked sixth in the world, and they're there for a reason. They're there because they've been a magnificent side to watch, and they've played with this free spirit under Alan Stajic. We didn't really see that in the first game against Italy, but certainly at 2-0 down, that free spirit seemed to come back to the fore for the Matildas somewhat. So I'm sure Dan Milicic will bottle that and carry that forward in this tournament. But we've got enough quality. As I said, what we have to do is stop these individual errors defensively and also work on this shape, this high line, and where we put pressure on the ball when we're holding a high line, because that's the key, and make sure that we allow the front line to play with that free spirit, because we've got goals in us.
Closer to home, the FFA have got the independent review. What's What are you anticipating coming out of that?
Well, it looks imminent, Jimmy. It looks as though we're definitely going to get it, which is fantastic because,
yes.
You know, as we've all said, we think that's the only solution moving forward. What's going to come of that? Who knows? But what I would say is, you know, when you have an independent review, it has to be completely independent, and you've got to fall into line with the recommendations and act on them, because at the end of the day, reviews are just that. They review things, and the words that come out of it are just words until you put them into action. So, look, everyone will be watching with bated breath. I think it's an absolute starting point of where the game is at the moment, that we need a review into the processes of major decisions and how the game is run. And from there, we can start to draw a line in the sand and move forward.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Phil, what's latest with Azani's comeback?
Sorry, Ray, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Azani, the Socceroos.
Daniel Azani.
Yeah, from his knee injury.
Azani. I thought you were talking about Arnie, the national team.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, Daniel Azani, everyone will remember he did his knee ACL in his debut for Celtic. It looks as though he's nearing full fitness back at Celtic now. New manager Neil Lennon took over from Brendan Rodgers when he left. Brendan Rodgers was the coach who signed off on a 2-year loan from Manchester City with young Azani. So, yeah, look, hopefully he can make a full comeback, impress the new boss and stuff. And I still don't think the Scottish Premier League or Celtic is the right fit for Daniel Azani and the style of player that he is. But
yes.
Certainly this experience will have toughened him up mentally and physically. And let's hope that he can fulfil his promise, because he's a wonderful talent.
Yeah, great talent, isn't he? So are you, Phil. And by the way, I had your beer in here for you too.
No, he didn't, Phil.
Well, you don't know that. You didn't come in, so you don't get it.
Well, I text producer Steve and said, if there's a case of beer this morning in Jimmy's desk, I'll be there. And he said, mate, leave it till next week.
It's in the car. Or not.
It's not.
Stay dry, boys. Have a great day.
You
good
too,
on you, mate.
See you.